Our producers pick schools for our roll call at CNNStudentNews.com. We get thousands of requests, so please be patient. We've been to Vicenza. We've been to Livorno. Today, we're visiting Milan in northern Italy, where the American School of Milan is watching. To the capital of New Hampshire, hello to the Blue Dukes of Rundlett Middle School. Good to see you today in Concord. And from Farmingdale, New Jersey, say hi to the Hornets. Howell Middle School North rounds out our roll. The Centers for Disease Control says an outbreak of salmonella infections has sickened 838 people in 38 states since this summer. Four have died. The outbreak was linked to cucumbers imported from Mexico. It's unlikely that any of them are still in the food supply, but if you've had cucumbers sitting in your fridge for a couple months, you'll want to throw them out. Salmonella is a bacteria that's not usually deadly, but it can make us violently ill.
Salmonella can contaminate foods in the field or sometimes in the processing plant. Sometimes salmonella can get into food in your own kitchen. For example, if you're cutting up chicken on one cutting board and you don't clean it properly, and then you cut up vegetables that you're not going to cook, that's called cross-contamination. Salmonella can also live on the bodies of animals like reptiles or chickens. So if you touch them and you don't wash your hands, you could get yourself sick. People usually get sick about 12 to 72 hours after eating contaminated food, and symptoms include fever, diarrhea, and abdominal cramps. Each year in the United States, 1.2 million people get sick from salmonella, and 450 people die. To keep yourself from getting sick from salmonella, cook foods thoroughly. Don't eat raw eggs. Don't drink unpasteurized milk.
You might have heard the phrase, don't spit into the wind. And if you haven't, you can probably figure out why you shouldn't do it. But who would have thought that kicking a soccer ball into the wind would be such a threat to winning? It carries the ball far behind the defender, bounces it, pushes it over the hand of the goalie, and scores for the other team. What a nasty own goal. The game would have been a victory for the team in white, but nature tied things up, determined to blow off a team's momentum, win, lose, or draw. It sock hurts to watch. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN Student News. We are back tomorrow, but then we'll be off the air for the Thanksgiving holiday for the rest of the week.